you ignore your personality. You assume the personality of Savitri. And you recite as if Savitri herself is speaking. Your recitation is perfect. Actually, all the directors would like their actors and actresses to arrive at this concentration. It's a great power. So, your ignoring is a power. It's not a deficiency, but a power. Capacity to exclusively concentrate upon an object is a power of knowledge itself. When you know yourself, when you know Savitri's words, you know both, and yet deliberately you forget yourself and you concentrate upon Savitri as if you are Savitri, it's a great power of knowledge. It's one of the qualities, one of the merits of your consciousness, that you can concentrate so well as to forget yourself completely. Now, in this way you find that ignorance is a power of knowledge. It's not absence of knowledge. Ignorance is a power of knowledge. It is absence of knowledge, but a power of knowledge. That is to say, knowledge denies to itself its knowledge. It's a power of, that is what is called self-limitation. Ignorance is a self-limitation of knowledge. He said, power itself having a capacity to limit itself. Take for example, a child asks you a question. You know the answer quite well. But you know that this answer which you know will not be understandable by the child. Then how do you answer that question? You know the answer very well. You know the child will not understand what you understand. Then you make a formula which is not exactly translating your knowledge, but it will limit your knowledge and give a formula which is understood by the child. This is because you limit deliberately. You know the full answer. When you are asking me a question, I know much more than what I am telling you now. Quite right, it is true. I have many things to say, but at present I am not saying everything that I know in answer to this question. But I know this will be understood by you. So I am giving you that answer. It's a correct answer, not a wrong answer. But I deliberately, in my mind, I have many other things to say, but I am not telling you, because it will be too much of a dose immediately if I give so much. I am developing little by little. At this stage, I believe that this I can tell you. Then as your mind develops further, you say something more. Then you say something more. So every good teacher basically exercises this kind of a movement. He knows but limits it and expresses something that is limited. And by that limitation his work is effective. If I really want to explain something, then I know at what level, in what degree I should answer a certain question. A good teacher is one who knows how to limit his knowledge and to be able to communicate according to the receptivity and according to the consciousness in which you are living. If you ask me a question now and I begin to answer you in Sanskrit language, you won't understand at all anything. I know it, I know Sanskrit, I can answer you in Sanskrit, but if I give you that answer, I know it won't be understood by you. So the fact that I am not speaking to you in Sanskrit is my self-limitation. I am limiting and I am not answering in Sanskrit. This is the power. Therefore I am ignoring my knowledge and concentrating only upon that which is acceptable in our dialogue. Therefore, my ignoring is my capacity. Supposing I was not able to ignore all that I know, then the moment you put a question, there will be a kind of a downpour. So many things being said at the same time, which is an incapacity. If I have a real capacity, I should be able to control in the right manner. If you are a good charioteer and the horse is running, if you are a good charioteer, you will know when to restrain the horse and when to allow the horse to run as it likes. It is not the weakness of the charioteer if he restrains. It's a great capacity of the charioteer to restrain the horse. Weakness would be if he allows the horse to run and he cannot control it. It's a weakness. So, mere allowing the knowledge to flow just like that is one power. It can be, it should be. But also to restrain it is also a power. This is exactly the relationship between knowledge and ignorance. Ignorance is a power of knowledge. It's a power by which knowledge restrains its expression, in order that the work at hand is done effectively. That is why the opposition between knowledge and ignorance is not correct. Ignorance is not opposed to knowledge. Ignorance is a limitation, self-limitation of knowledge. The two are not contradictory of each other. Now this is the basic idea to be remembered when we discuss the question of knowledge and ignorance, vidya and avidya. This is only a preface of what I wanted to say. The basic idea of basic understanding of what is knowledge and what is ignorance. Remember, we have said there is only one reality.